Simon & Schuster Audio presents All the Missing Girls by Megan Miranda. Read by Rebecca Ross.
Part 1. Going Home. Man cannot learn to forget, but hangs on the past. However far or fast he runs, that chain runs with him. Friedrich Nietzsche. It started with a phone call, deceptively simple and easy to ignore. The buzzing on Everett's nightstand, the glow of the display, too bright in the bedroom he kept so dark with the light-blocking shades pulled to the sill and the tinted windows a second line of defense against the glare of the sun and the city. Seeing the name, hitting the mute, turning my phone face down beside the clock. But then, lying awake, wondering why my brother would call so early on a Sunday, running through the possibilities. Dad, the baby, Laura. I felt my way through the dark, my hands brushing the sharp corners of furniture until I found the light switch in the bathroom. My bare feet pressed into the cold tile floor as I sat on the toilet lid with the phone held close to my ear, goosebumps forming on my legs. Daniel's message echoed in the silence.
The money's almost gone. We need to sell the house. Dad won't sign the papers, though.